Naomi Bloom, Senior Market Advisor.
Naomi, we're seeing some strength in the soybean complex today. I assume that the news regarding China backing away from their tariff threats is one spark. Talk about that influence and maybe weather too. What's going on with soybeans?
Yeah, the market has found some really good support on the news that the U.S. and China are getting along. The trade had been pretty scared because China was saying it was going to be a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans, and so now that's off the table, and the market found some support on that. Now, that also came at a key technical area on the daily charts, so that $10 price support area. So those who had been sellers of the market had confidence to stop selling, turn around and be buyers, and that's what lifted the market higher on the overnight. And yeah, we're watching weather here in the U.S. and around the world. Looking at Argentina, the soybean harvest there is not progressing as well as what the trade would like. About 70% harvested, and it's usually a much more aggressive pace. It's been too wet down there, and they've had some bushels lost because of that. So it's weather here and weather around the world, also giving the market some support.
With a news nugget like the China tariff situation, is that going to be something that's probably only felt for a day or two in the trade, or could that even carry over throughout the week and give some bullish strength?
It's something that made the market stop going down. That was the catalyst for the reason to not sell off anymore. Now, in and of itself, we're not going to be able to rally anymore on this news because now we need to see the proof of the sales actually happening, and that's what trade is going to be watching going forward.
I know that China is not a major customer of U.S. corn, but I thought maybe there'd be a bit more spillover support to corn today given the strength in the soybean market, but corn, it's on the positive side, but barely.
Yeah, corn only up a penny today versus the soybeans being up 25 cents, and part of that is that the corn needs some additional fundamental friendly news of its own merit to get the market to rally. In my opinion, I don't think China's going to come in and buy corn. They need to save face from the last time things went sideways with that whole corn purchase that they did years ago. So I think what we'll see from them instead echoes on what happened late last week with them saying that they're going to buy U.S. sorghum again, or you know, potentially just not do that whole investigation like they were trying to do on the dumping duties with sorghum. So I think we're going to see them buying sorghum. I think that China is going to be coming in and buying DDGs again. I think we're going to see them buying ethanol. I don't think that they're going to come out and buy corn outright. They need to save face, so that's going to be how they're going to do it.
We've seen pretty healthy rallies the last two Junes. As we're now approaching that month, what do you expect the market to do this time around?
I have been looking at that. Seasonally, the corn and soybean markets do rally into the middle of June, sometimes the early part of July, just depending on how the weather plays out. Now the market is set up. It's very supportive, and I do think that we see soybeans go and retest the highs from where they were at earlier in this year. I do feel that corn has the ability to work about 25 to 30 cents higher from where it's at right now, but then we're going to be at some major overhead resistance levels. December corn is going to have one heck of a time getting above 450 futures. For it to get through 450 futures, it would mean bad weather here in the United States, bad weather in China, and even dry conditions in Russia. That's the type of thing to make the market move higher. So on these rallies, it's going to be a great opportunity to get current with old crop sales, new crop sales, and then looking at buying puts with anything that's unpriced, because weather is everything going forward for the next month.
Naomi, anything else you want to make sure we touch on today?
Well, always keep an eye on the value of crude oil and the value of the U.S. dollar. Those are major things that affect the price of our grain markets as well. Crude oil still is trending higher. There's technical targets of close to $80 a barrel on the upside there. But that U.S. dollar's been rallying as well, and as you know, anytime that U.S. dollar is higher, it makes it harder for other countries to import our products because it's more expensive based on currency conversions. So we have to keep an eye on that as well. But going forward, things look supportive for the grain markets. Everybody in the world is trying to get along, and just make sure that if you're a producer out there, make sure that you make cash sales on the rallies that are going to be coming over the next few weeks.